The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We're coming up on the most important election Kentucky has ever had. Our state governments are our last line of defense against this socialist Washington government. We must elect statesmen instead of politicians in our state governments. Let's consider why our one vote is so very important. Because of sin, the root of selfishness came into mankind in the Garden of Eden. Thus, God established civil government to control that selfishness in man. But because that root is in all men, we need for civil government to control not only the ruled, but the rulers as well. James Madison, who wrote most of our U.S. Constitution, stated, "In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself." In other words, law must be equally binding on those who rule as well as those who are ruled, because all of us are inherently selfish. Thus, there are only two types of civil government. There is government from God through men, or government from man without God. This is the difference in constitutional government and dictatorial government. Constitutional government must rely on God's superior wisdom revealed in the Bible to check the sin principle both in the people and in the rulers. It's based on the belief that God is sovereign, as the Scripture says that He rules over all, and thus has the right to rule through men chosen by the men over whom they will rule. Dictatorial government relies solely on man's ability, man's pride. Therefore, a dictator ignores the Constitution, believing it's a sign of weakness, and being deceived by Satan to think he is superior to the wisdom of others, he believes his will is the highest law. Thus he treats a constitution as worthless. George Washington warned us what would happen if our nation, rulers or people, ever came to believe our ideas were higher than God's. Washington stated, "We ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained." This, ladies and gentlemen, is the importance of a constitution and the importance of why you must vote. When a Christian doesn't vote, you're saying, "I believe man's thinking is higher than God's. I'm going to trust one man's thinking as opposed to a constitution which God birthed through a group of God-fearing men." This is, in effect, what most of us who say we're born again have been doing in America for decades. Only 25% to 30% of Christians have been voting, even in presidential elections. That means 75 million people who say they've been born again and believe we should live by the Bible did not go to the polls and vote. This is why Mr. Obama and governors like Steve Beshear have been destroying our religious liberty. Christians have allowed heathen rulers to be elected because they didn't go to the polls and vote for candidates who stood nearest to the biblical position on issues. And we are, quote, "eating the fruit of our own way and being filled with our own devices," as Proverbs 1 tells us. If we don't vote, someone else will choose our children's future. Do you trust the likes of Jack Conway and Andy Beshear enough to totally turn over to them your children and their future? Then will you not let God use you to go vote so as to protect your children's right to hear the gospel of the kingdom of Christ? Will you obey God by ruling in government through your voting? Will you vote on November 3rd? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dom Pinson.